AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Stoic Life. You know, life can throw some real curveballs at you sometimes, right? We're talking about those days when traffic feels like a personal attack. Your coffee order is wrong, seriously, how hard is it to get that right? Or maybe you just hit that wall of frustration because, well, adulting. But what if I told you there were ways to manage that anger and frustration? What if we could turn those moments from oh no, not again into opportunities for growth and even a little bit of inner peace? That's what we're diving into today, folks. Because let's be real, who wouldn't want to feel calmer, more confident, and less likely to yell at the barstool when they inevitably mess up your latte order? Here are five powerful strategies that have seriously helped me navigate those anger-fueled moments. First up, recognize the trigger. Ever notice how certain situations or people seem to push your buttons? Knowing what sets you off is like having a secret weapon against frustration. Think about it as the deadlines, traffic jams, someone interrupting you mid-thought. Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and prepare yourself mentally. It's like getting a heads up before the roller coaster starts climbing that big hill. Next up, take a timeout. You wouldn't try to fix a broken engine while it's still running, right? Same goes for your emotions. When you feel anger bubbling up, step away from the situation. Take a few deep breaths, go for a walk, or do something that helps you calm down. This doesn't mean ignoring the problem, it's about giving yourself space to process those feelings without reacting impulsively. It's like hitting the pause button on a stressful movie scene and taking a moment to collect your thoughts before continuing. Third, reframe your perspective. This one takes a little practice, but trust me, it's worth it. Often, anger stems from believing things are unfair or out of our control. Instead of getting stuck in that negative spiral, try to see the situation from a different angle. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned, an opportunity for growth, or even a silver lining you hadn't noticed before. It's like looking at a puzzle piece and realizing it fits differently than you initially thought. Number 4, practice empathy. Ever notice how understanding someone else's perspective can help diffuse anger? Put yourself in their shoes. What might they be feeling? What pressures are they facing? This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior, but it can help you respond with compassion instead of judgment. It's like realizing that the person cutting you off in traffic is probably having a terrible day too, and maybe sending them some good vibes instead of road rage. Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Seriously, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, get frustrated, and have moments where we lose our cool. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those feelings, learn from them, and move on. It's like giving yourself a virtual hug after a tough workout. You deserve it. Think about the last time you felt really angry or frustrated. What happened? Were there any warning signs you missed? What strategies could have helped you manage that situation better? Take a moment to reflect on those questions and see if any of these insights resonate with you. Remember, learning to manage anger and frustration isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about developing healthy coping mechanisms so they don't control you. It's like learning to surf. You learn to ride the waves instead of being tossed around by them. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies to help you navigate those anger-fueled moments with more grace and composure. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. And hey, if you found these tips helpful, share them with someone who might benefit from them. Let's spread the Stoic wisdom and help each other build those calm and confident lives we all crave. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.